This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith, and you can find us at churchonline.com, but we spell that C-H-R-C-H, Church Online, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I've got a question for you. What are you doing today? Now, when I ask that, it's not me trying to pry. And maybe a better way to say that is, how are you doing what you're doing today? The Bible gives us a whole lot of ways that we should spend our days, but the Apostle Paul, in three different places, and I'm going to give us just three verses today, three verses that help us to ask that question, how are we doing whatever we do? That's the phrase, whatever you do. The first one is 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. So first and foremost, Paul says, is what I'm doing today, can I do this for the glory of God? But there's more to this idea because he starts with eating or drinking. And I know for most of us, that's not what we think about, right? We don't think about, well, how am I bringing glory to God through this ham sandwich today? We don't think in those terms. But this whole section in 1 Corinthians 10 is talking about meat sacrificed to idols and be careful of what you eat. But it's the next verse that gives us a clue to this whatever you do. Because the next verse, 1 Corinthians 10, 32, give no offense to Jews or Greeks or the church of God. In other words, is what I'm going to eat or drink, is that going to cause my brother to stumble? That's one of the things that we should think about in terms of bringing glory to God. So again, we're not really thinking about what we're eating and drinking today, but maybe to use it in our contemporary setting, maybe we're going to be in the presence of someone today who is maybe a recovering addict. We certainly wouldn't want to, you know, offer them a drink. That certainly would be a bad idea, but that's bringing glory to God when I'm not causing my brother to stumble. But it gets even deeper to that. If we thought about it beyond just the eating and drinking part, and we asked ourselves, what could I do? What could I be saying today that could cause my brother to stumble? And that makes us think about all of our conversations, whatever it might be. Let me give you a second one. This is in Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, oh, there we go. In word or deed, what I say and the actions I take. Here it is. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So in everything that I do, in every word and in every action, I'm doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's really, that covers so much. It covers so much of this idea of what am I doing and how am I doing it? Because if I can't thank God for these things, or if I can't do something in the name of Jesus, then maybe I got to ask myself, why am I doing it? In other words, are my words or are my actions? And by the way, when I say words, this doesn't necessarily just mean the things that are coming out of my mouth. That can also mean the things that I'm posting online, that email that I'm about to send. All of these things, is it something I could put the name of the Lord Jesus to? Is it something I could thank him for? If it's not, then maybe we need to take a second look. We need to think again about our words and about our actions. It makes us think again about those rules for Christian living, which is really this section, Colossians 3. He talks about putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another. Those are the things that we could do in the name of Jesus. And of course, above all, put on love. And that's what he talks about in this chapter in Colossians 3. And then it concludes a little bit later with another one of these, whatever you do. There's a section in here about marriage and parents and instructions to slaves. But Colossians 3, 23 and 24, whatever you do, there's the phrase again, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Think about those words. Whatever you do, do it heartily. In other words, with all of your heart. That's sort of what that word in the original Greek language, it means from the heart. Whatever I'm doing today, again, go back to the original idea. Whatever I'm eating, whatever I'm drinking, whatever word, whatever deed, whatever I do, if it's my work, the work of my hands, I'm doing it with all of my heart, as if I'm doing this very thing for him. Go back to the eating and drinking part. Maybe today we're going to sit down to a meal. Maybe we're going to have family and friends over. I don't know. Maybe it's just going to be us. But can I make that in such a way that it's a meal for the Lord? Yes, it's going to help me to do my very best. But it also makes me think about that question. How am I doing what I'm doing? So when I ask the question today, what are you doing today? And again, how are you doing it? That covers everything, whatever you do. I mean, that's this morning when we first got up and brushed our teeth, whatever it is. Can we do it all for the glory of God? Can we do it heartily for the Lord? Can we do it all so that it's not giving any offense to our brothers or sisters? Is it something we can do in his name? Is it something that I can give thanks to the Lord in what I'm doing? And again, if we can't answer a yes to that, then maybe we need to think about what we're doing today or how we're doing it. And again, that covers a whole lot of areas in our lives. But I want us to really think about that before we take an action today.